This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Joel Skousen for two more segments. Editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com. Excellent news and information. I haven't even gotten into all this other news. No Whites Allowed Day at Evergreen University continues in the second year. If you criticize it, you are expelled or professors are fired. Swedish bishop welcomes Muslim call to prayer as good for society. Churches are not allowed all over Europe. I have the articles and their church bells at 1/3 the decibels of the call to prayer. I mean, this is just a deliberate rubbing the nose. This is the ecumenical World Council of Churches devil pope takeover of Christianity. And again, I've never been a critic of Catholics in general, but man, I got to tell you, the big modern devil pope that we've got, we're going to be discussing that. This guy's going for broke. Finishing up with Joel Skousen, again, you can find his amazing book there. Everybody should order at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also find the film there where he breaks it all down. It's vital information. You can also find it at WorldAffairsBrief.com. You can also send, we'll tell you later, an email you can send and get a free copy of his latest issue. We've got like 3-4 minutes in this segment, 10 minutes the next, and we'll get you out of here. Sorry I got you on late. We had some big emergency breaking news earlier with censorship that's just going into total high gear. But finishing up with what you were getting into with the takeover of the churches you were just mentioning and the next communist goal.
You know, this has not been so much as a direct takeover by communists. This has been a use of political correctness to sensitize pastors so that they don't want to do anything to offend homosexuals. You don't want to do anything to offend liberals. And so it just skews the conversation and the narrative in churches to the soft social doctrine. You only talk about the soft Jesus Christ, the all-loving Jesus. You never talk about the fury of the Lord, the millstone around the neck of those that abuse children, or any of the hard doctrines of Jesus Christ. It's only now the soft version of Christianity.
Christ beating people with cat o' nine tails, overturning tables, kicking bankers in the face, Samson tumbling down buildings on top of people, Moses throwing down tablets, burning people to death. There's none of that.
That's right. And there's no remembrance of the fact that Jesus called the Pharisees ye vipers and hypocrites. I mean, those were the strongest words you could use in the Jewish culture. And so this was hardly loving your neighbor in the embracing sort of way. And that's what Christianity has become, only the soft version. But, you know, the goals 29 and 30 discredit the U.S. Constitution as old-fashioned and discredit the founding fathers. That's really been taken over by the liberals in the universities. The globalists aren't trying anymore to get rid of the Constitution. They are content to control the Constitution through legal interpretation. In fact, you talk about...
Well, they're killing it by fiat, though. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're overriding it.
That's right, but they're not eliminating it. They can work within it. I mean, that's their response.
They're just twisting it up in pretzels.
Yes, and any constitutionalist says we want to restore the Constitution says we don't mind. Because we interpret the Constitution according to case law, and that's exactly what they do. Of course, you have control of teachers of American history so that you distort American history and culture and refuse to talk about the things that really enhance the Second Amendment or the Christian base of American culture. All that was a communist goal, and it's also a globalist goal. Number 32 is support any socialist movement to give government more centralized control in social agencies, welfare programs especially, drawing upon the heartstrings of Americans to give, 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 and internationally as well, even though we're essentially bankrupt as a nation. Number 34 eliminated the House Committee on Un-American Activities. They did do that. That was through American liberals, not through the communists themselves. Number 35 has not happened. Discredit and eventually dismantled the FBI. Basically, the deep state took over the FBI, as we've seen with Comey and Mueller and even now with Christopher Wray, an insider in the FBI. They did not dismantle it and don't intend to dismantle it because they've now co-opted the FBI and made it a tool of deep state. Infiltrate and control more unions. Yes, that occurred in spades. Unions used to be especially totally controlled by communist front organizations. Now they're simply, you know, deep into corruption, not necessarily communism. Number 37, they did not gain control of big business, but the globalists did.
Let's come back and go over the final few, and then I'm going to give you the floor in the segment to really lay out then this amalgamation that your uncle talked about 50 years ago that's been confirmed of how they synergistically move them together.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One more segment, then Leo Zagami is going to be joining us with the huge developments of the Vatican that affect everything. Because the Vatican is now 100% globalist. You could argue about the past or whatever, but it is now a world government. Christianity's bad, open to Islam, one world government. Communism's good. It is just insane. So that's all coming up. And then I've got some other news we're going to weave into this and tie to this. The article's up on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. Read the secret 45 goals of communism leaked via FBI investigation to Congress in 1963 when Leon Skousen, the uncle of Joel Skousen is with us now, exposed it. And again, this is critical as he follows the last few. Communism was never meant by the globalists to take full control. They just financed it and controlled it to break up countries, to kill the Christians, then come in, the globalists as saviors, and then bring in a quasi-system. We saw 3 years ago, Obama went to Argentina, Chile, and also he went to Africa, but he gave the same speech. Now, you need communism, but you also need big corporations. You'll be communist, and then the corporations will work with you. So he put it all together. And the people are like, these are all PhD students. So this is the system. So Joel, finish up the other points, and I'm going to give you the floor here, and then just get into then how we tie all this together, because we are breaking down right now the true global system that we're operating under.
Goal number 38 was to transfer some of the arrest powers of police to social agencies. Now, while that hasn't happened, what has happened is the subsidiary of that goal to treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric orders to give psychiatrists more power to incarcerate people for psychiatric. That's a thing that the communists were very, very good at, the Soviet agency. We're heading towards that. The left does dominate the psychiatric profession. Psychiatrists refuse to talk about the key things that really understand human behavioral problems. One, the innateness of the spirit of the man, which comes certain predispositions, some good and some evil, the workings of conscience and how Satan and the Lord interact with people and how they reject the Lord sometimes and get taken over by satanic influence, especially suicide or use a gun to commit crimes, etc. Those are something that psychiatrists cannot cure society's ills or even analyze them correctly without understanding the role of conscience and the role of Satan to speak to people's minds, which they do not accept, unfortunately. Discredit the family as an institution, number 40, and make a divorce easy. That has happened through liberals, not necessarily through communists. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents, goal number 41. Now, that is a communist goal, but that has not and will not be implemented directly in the United States. But the role of the public schools in basically taking over the raising of children and indoctrinating them and schooling them and, making them susceptible to homosexuality, that's happening. And that is a globalist goal that has been accomplished. Unlike communist country, they take children away from parents. Number 42, create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of American tradition. That goes back to the protests and the left background in protests. Number 43 has been fully accomplished. Overthrow all colonial governments and turn them over to pro-communist regimes as they did in Africa. Number 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. The communists, frankly, didn't do that. Jimmy Carter and the globalists did it, and it has helped the communists, but it was more for globalist purposes. And number 45 is very important. It has not happened. Repeal the Connolly Reservation, where this was in accepting the world court, the U.S. Senate passed the Connolly Reservation, basically that we can reject world court jurisdiction for anything that interferes with national sovereignty or U.S. internal policy. And other countries have adapted forms of that, too, and that's what has kept the world court at bay all of these years. And so that number 45 has not been accomplished. And so, in general, what I want to say is that these goals are moving forward under the aegis of globalism, which uses communism, and is very much pointing Americans towards what life is going to be like in a globalist world government. I can tell you very, very strongly that when globalist government comes, it will not be like communist tyranny. There will not be ownership of all the means of production. You'll still have private companies. But it'll be more like fascism. They control the companies. They control you through taxation. They control you through politically correct mandates. For example, you've got 50% women on your boards of directors. You've got to have a certain amount of Latinos and a certain amount of blacks. There'll be quotas. Oh, you're still free. But you have all these rules and controls which will restrict your ability to be free.
And that's why there's the beating everyone over the head that you're racist if you're white, you're racist if you're white. But it was England worldwide that fought a bunch of wars to end slavery, even attacked us over it. All these Muslim countries are still running it, but no one cares. You know, I was out with friends on a boat this weekend with my children, and I pulled in to get some gas, and these were, they said they were Ethiopian, but then they kind of acted like they were Muslim. And they said, you know, we're really disappointed in your video saying that blacks don't have any technology about South Africa. And I said, I didn't say that no technology ever came out of there. And they said, well, it was this video. And I go, you mean the video where South African black leaders are calling for genociding whites and taking their land? And the guy smiled and said, yeah, that video. And it was like I was supposed to be guilted and feel bad when I'm in there buying gas and stuff at this little floating gas station out there on the lake. And it was like this pride that I'm the bad white person and they're the good people and I'm the bad guy. I mean, I'm going to get them on the show. I got the guy's number. I said, hey, come on in here. You know, show me what I said. Show me what I did. And it's just this thing of like everybody's fighting to get into the U.S. or Europe or Australia. But then the communist deputy leader in the Defense Department in South Africa and the current president, you know, are saying, oh, you whites, you're not allowed to leave, but if you do, give us all your property. And then calling Australia racist if they take whites, but then African athletes go for the Olympics in Australia or sporting events. I've got it in the news today, and they're all trying to stay there. So all I'm saying is I've never done anything to anybody, and I'm just sick of hearing about it all day and the media beating me over the head and then people acting like they've got some type of status over me because I'm white. This is the very type of cultural racism that they claim they're fighting, and it's just force-fed everywhere, and it's disgusting, and I'm sick of it.
Well, you're right, Alex. Class warfare is the name of the game coming up, and it's going to get bad. It's part of the class conflict, and the more they bring in different cultures, incompatible cultures, into Western culture, the easier it's going to be to have.
And you can see Hollywood is just 24/7. I mean, it's just thousands of movies, shows. Everything is just over the top. The people are rejecting it. Hollywood's going bankrupt. CNN's collapsing, but they don't care. They just keep pressing it.
Well, I think a lot of their bankruptcy is because of their over-the-top costs, not because a lot of ignorant people aren't going to those movies. And that's the problem, is that public schooling is probably the greatest danger to us culturally, and that we are destroying Western culture. We're making religion laughable in public schooling. We teach them nothing about the Constitution, nothing about the rule of law. other than knee-jerk fall of government type of rule of law. So I think public schooling is our greatest danger. And if I would have any message, if you really want to change things, you need to get your children out of public schools, start homeschooling them or using private schooling, start organizing yourself into churches, because if you continue to lose your children to the public schools, you are not going to be able to save them from the social doctrines, the social milieu that is that they're swimming in.
Well, there's no doubt this is a scientific plan to bring down civilization. It's in the WikiLeaks. They admit it. It's amazing. Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, thank you so much for spending time with us. If people can email you, can they get a free copy?
Yes, email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and you can get a free sample of the current World Affairs Brief.
All right, thanks for breaking down the 45 goals of the globalists, 45 goals of communism with us today. Very important broadcast. I hope people get it out to everyone they know. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We're covering facts, folks. That's why they hate us. We are putting out the blueprint of the globalists. They think you're dumb, or at least they used to think you were dumb and wouldn't care. So they didn't care about us. And now they know you care, so they want us shut down. We'll be back with Leo Zagami from Rome. Talk about on target. We'll be right back.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Will be in studio with us for 2 hours tomorrow. So I am certainly looking forward to that. Again, thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got about 45 minutes left, going a little bit in the next hour. Then we have another special guest that is going to be joining us. We're going to have a lot of live news analysis with Roger Stone as well. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the big announcement. If you just tuned in, we've got Leo Zagami, the best-selling author, Vatican insider, somebody who has been so on target with everything going on in the Vatican for the 15 years I've been aware of him. It is staggering. And folks know I don't just say this about really any of our guests. The information is just unbelievable. 5 years before we ever heard of this current pope, he said he'll be your next pope. And then there'll be another pope still living at the same time to set the precedent. And then you'll have two popes at once, and then he will resign later to set the precedent that it's like an office you hold for 4 to 6 years. The pope announced that yesterday. He also exposed Cardinal Pell many years ago as running giant pedophile rings to blackmail the Vatican. Later it came out in The Guardian that indeed that's how this new black pope or Jesuit pope got in. He was then the first person to report that the trial would be blacked out and that no one would know about it at leozagami.com. Days later, weeks later, it all comes out word for word what he said. So this is so critical because the globalists have totally seized control of the Vatican. They're trying to destroy the good elements of the Catholic Church, pro-family, things like that, anti-abortion. And you have an ecumenical, true Luciferian takeover. Here is leozagami.com. The Vatican attempts complete media ban of Cardinal Pell's trial. That was days before it was then mainstream news. Pope says he's thought about when it's time to take leave and says that he set the precedent. These are quotes from the Pope from Vatican City that you can have two popes or three popes at once. Word for word what Leo Zagami has said. Cardinal Pell's sexual abuse trials may be held in secret. Now the New York Times, after Zagami breaks it days ago, confirms that. Prosecutors seek media ban on trial of papal aide. This is the guy that delivered little boys to the other pedophile cardinals. They're not all pedophiles, but this is how the left takes over. Australia court staffer fired for reading charges against Cardinal Pell. Even court staffers aren't even allowed to know. But we know it's hundreds of trafficked children. But here's the big one. Pell's trial and other scandals may finally push the Pope to finally resign. That's the big news is, can we get rid of this evil pope and not get another counterfeit globalist in there? And can we push Armageddon and this whole thing down the road a little bit for those of us that love our children? Because if he isn't satanic, calling for open borders and the Islamification of Europe and ordering churches to take down crucifix and put up, you know, Islamic iconography, if this guy isn't an Antichrist spirit, then I don't know what is. Joining us is Leo Zagami, again, from Rome. Amazing, Leo. You know everything before it comes out. And I know of no one else, because I track this, that does. So amazing job with your sources. Briefly, without giving away sources, how do you do it? And then tell us what's currently happening.
Well, I always stay in touch with my sources. Even a couple of hours ago, I got a breaking info regarding the new Grand Master of the Knights of Malta that might ask himself now to resign after there is much discontent in the traditionalist Knights of Malta. And as you know, also somebody from the court proceedings regarding Cardinal Pell broke from the internal computer system trying to access information on Cardinal Pell, and that immediately was reported by the court this morning during the trial, that is assuming, of course, the characteristics of a very important moment for the history of the Church. And at the same time in Rome, we have all the Chilean cardinals. My family, also part of my family, comes from Chile. My grandfather was born in Chile, even if he was of Scottish descent. And my ex-family house in Valparaiso is even a monastery donated to the Catholic Church. So I'm very close to the Catholic Church in Chile, which is suffering through this pedophilia that has involved many cardinals, many bishops from Chile, and now, of course, they all went to Rome. So the Pope is really having problems with this escalation sudden on both sides, in Australia and Chile, and he is finally announcing what we have been saying for years, that he might resign. But that's because he wants to avoid, of course, also impeachment from his own cardinals that are criticizing everything he has done, which is really putting the Church in a very bad position. Also here in Italy, in the last few hours, politically the Church is criticizing both Matteo Salvini and Luigi Di Maio, that are trying to do this coalition of populist forces to save Italy, but the Vatican is against it, and probably they're not going to be able to put together this government, because also the EU is against them, criticizing them even before they start. So this is a dictatorship, both political and religious, that sees the Vatican in bed with the left wing worldwide.
It is simply totally transparent and has outraged traditional Catholics, which are the real Catholics out there, who are great people, in my experience, really bedrock of fighting corruption, just to see it totally take over via a pedophile scandal that I remember you talking about over a decade ago. I remember like 2005, 6, 7, watching videos of you, then I ordered a few of your books and thinking, man, this guy claims he knows it all, and then seeing that you were accurate because you live in Rome and have family in Chile where he's from and have been deeply connected to the Church. So obviously you have a lot of sources of the more traditional conservatives, as I witnessed when I traveled around with you in Rome for days, all the places you took us into and, you know, the way the guards treated you and all the other things. But looking at this, I'm concerned that it's like he's finishing his work. He just took over the Knights of Malta. He's doing things that haven't happened ever. He's consolidating, and then he kind of goes away, and then who, like shark teeth, rolls in behind that? I mean, I'm really worried if it looks like he's about to finally fall. What a monstrous counterfeit that what may be coming in that power struggle.
What might come in is a pope from Africa. That is 90% possibilities that we get an African pope, because of course he's from the third world, is from those places which actually are bringing a major influx of immigrants into Europe, and so they are preparing to receive them. Pope Francis is in bed with the globalists, so he's of course he knows what he's doing, but I think in the last few days he's really having trouble in keeping all this together, because there is major criticism coming within certain establishment. And I mean, if the Grand Master that is just been nominated of the Knights of Malta resigns, well, that would be the final draw. I think that at that point Pope Francis will have to resign immediately. But at the moment, the fact he has already announced this possibility means that he's going to resign in the coming months. And you remember, Alex, when I announced 3 years ago the possibility that this Pope will resign, what kind of criticism we got.
Oh, I know, stay there. I mean, but he, word for word, what you said is what he's saying. He says, I set the precedent with what happened with Ratzinger, so I can do it again. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way.
I mean, you can see what the big mega corporations are doing. They've exploited the third world. Then they have Hollywood put out all this race war stuff. They bring in third world populations, put chips on their shoulders, and then just break down society from there. This is incredible. Then the ultra rich, they're all exempt from it. Total class warfare, the Vatican pushing it all. 180-foot walls, but says Europe can't have any walls. It's incredible. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you. If you're watching or listening to us on local TV stations, please support their sponsors. Please become a sponsor. Whatever you do, spread the word about how you're watching or listening. There is massive censorship going on and attempts to shut us down on the Internet. But we do have InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are reaching record numbers of people there, thanks to you spreading the word. So without you, the globalists win. And at InfoWarsStore.com, that's the umbrella site, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements and nutraceuticals. We have some of the biggest specials ever on our best-selling items because I found people just order a lot more of it when it's at 50% off, even though there's really not a lot of profit in each item once we do that. The trap is you keep offering it at that. People want it at that. Well, we've got it at that. X2, though, is 25% off because it's already so low cost. Very hard to secure the deep earth crystals for that. This may be our next to last run of that. It is amazing. We have the other great products like the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It is amazing. Go read the thousands of five-star reviews about it. And the mouthwash that's also fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. The three different sizes of immune gargle. We also have it for children. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, there's over, let's just go to the regular toothpaste. I think it's got like 4,000 reviews, five-star reviews, power reviews. Because if you do the combo pack, that's just a week-old special where you get all of them together, 50% off and free shipping. But there's no reviews, so it has zero reviews. Yeah, look, it has 3,400-plus five-star reviews on third-party sites. No one's got that. I really should be reading these reviews more on air, but just see why they're so great. There's no fillers, no additives, and then you're funding the tip of the spear in the face of the globalist and all these guests we have on. I have the guests on that are accurate. I have the guests on that have proven they know what they're talking about. I have the guests on that are being persecuted. I have the guests on that are changing the world. That's what we're doing. We are saying somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to stand up to Soros and Hillary. Somebody's got to say no to them. Somebody's got to do it. And we're here. We're going all the way to the end. And you know what? Leo Zagami is the first person up there saying this Jesuit communist globalist was going to take over using pedophilia and that his right-hand man was a pedophile procurer, a Renfield. He's now indicted. He's in court. It's all secret. So now that you told us how you knew all this, Leo, because I'm not just saying this. You are, when it comes to the Vatican, you're the most accurate guy out there. And I know you've been part of the branch of the Illuminati, the real deal, the whole nine yards, that exposed it as a Christian Illuminist, which is what Christ really did. They're the satanic counterfeit of that. Everything they do is a counterfeit. So there's always a real thing, and then they're the counterfeit. Then the people see the real thing, and they think, oh, wait, you must be the bad thing because the bad thing's masquerading as the real thing, like Glenn Beck tries to do with me or Ben Shapiro. But you have laid this out. You have predicted it all. So we're really listening to you right now because even if you're not a Catholic, folks, this affects Europe, the whole world, globalism. This guy is one of the main weapons being used. He says he wants fake news banned. He runs Georgetown, savagely suing us, calling for us to be shut down. I mean, we are under attack by the literal Jesuit institution. Hillary called herself a Jewitical thinker. Well, my God, if that's Catholic, then I'll eat my horse. I mean, this is just insane. So you predicted it all. You said they'd have a secret trial. It's now happening. So let's move into this trial. Cardinal Pell, this ghoulish procurer, what he's actually known for doing that's come out before that you first broke, that they've now sealed from the media and even the court clerk criminal charges for looking at it, what you're supposed to do. This is unbelievable. So again, how are they even having a kangaroo trial or court in Australia of the pedophile pope's procurer for compromising folks? And does this pope like little boys, little girls, or is it just men? Because I know a lot of them don't actually have sex with the kids. They just use it to control everybody under them. And so we should also talk about that, Leo Zagami.
Well, as you know, there is an international pedophile ring. And part of this pedophile ring is even run by terrorists like ISIS and people like al-Baghdadi. Now, information that in the Vatican is circulating in the last few hours is that al-Baghdadi is somewhere in Syria protected by the Vatican and the Americans and is still alive. And this is an information that I got also this afternoon from Luciano Consorti, who is a member of DESI, a journalist in Italy. And this is, of course, big news. McCain is apparently protecting, of course, Baghdadi, but, of course, McCain is also very sick in the last few days, and his health is deteriorating. So there is a situation here where the ISIS has helped the Vatican and the mondialists pushing these migrants towards the invasion of Europe.
And by the way, to interrupt you, so on, this sounds insane. The Pope, what, 6 months ago and a year ago said, ISIS is like Jesus spreading the gospel.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. That is his words. It's scandalous. And it's very scandalous that al-Baghdadi, who is said to be dead, is not dead at all, and is actually hidden in a secret base in Syria protected by the Americans, because there is a compromise here being made.
By the way, I was told that by high-level army sources months ago. I never went on air with it. Lay it out slow for folks. Secret U.S. bases protecting al-Qaeda, ISIS. Trump doesn't even know this or understand it. He keeps ordering it shut down. Explain this.
Well, of course, there is this basis, and they are protecting al-Baghdadi because he's counted as a resource against the Russians, which, of course, are still the enemies of the liberals and the enemies number one of the Democrats, at least in this massive propaganda effort that every day brings in Russia into the equation. So we should, as you said many times, ally with Christian Russia instead of with the terrorists. But al-Baghdadi is also financed by Saudi Arabia, and of course this is also part of the military industrial complex and the work that unfortunately they do behind the scenes that is limiting the efforts of Trump, that is trying if possible to liberate and free himself from the military industrial complex.
But it's not why easy, ally with al-Qaeda and ISIS? Why ally with people that sell six-year-old girls into sex slavery and kill them? Why? And then have a leftist pope allying with a group that throws gays off buildings, and the left doesn't care. They love it.
They love it, and people like Cardinal Pell and their pedophilia ring get a lot of their sexual slaves from these migrants that arrive into Europe without any documents. Children that are put into slavery and under the control of priests, of bishops, of cardinals. And, of course, they love it. And they actually make even money on top of these migrants. That is, of course, financed by the EU. For each migrant, they get a certain amount of money daily. So each priest, each bishop who involves himself with the migrant business is sitting on gold, making a lot of money. At the same time, he's giving himself to deprivations and sexual activities with these poor slaves of the modern era, who are these refugees that, of course, they should stay in their countries, instead they come here to get enslaved.
And by the way, you're so on target. Here in the U.S., it was the Vatican was caught 5 years ago with Obama. Every family that comes in, they give it to a liberal Catholic family or a liberal family, and they get $8,000 a month for three people in groups of three, and then they exploit them. They make them get jobs and then take part of their money that's kicked back to the Democrats. It's slavery. And I was reading about the same thing in Europe. The police will make people house these folks. They don't even get the money. But the bureaucrats actually then hold on to the welfare check that's supposedly going to the migrants. They use them, and then they grab the little girls and little boys they want, and they disappear. There's no record. I mean, this is like vampires. This is unbelievable with Leo Zagami. Look at this. Irish pressured to house migrants in spare bedrooms, vacation homes. That's up at EuropeWars.com from Dan Lyman. That ties in with No Whites Allowed Day, second year at Evergreen State University. That's the opposite of Martin Luther King. This is total right.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stories up on InfoWars.com right now. Boils it all down. Goes back 5 years ago.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's Kit Daniels' story. InfoWars broke news that Obama administration armed ISIS in Syria. 4 years after InfoWars broke the story, Fox News lays out how Obama / Hillary armed Al-Qaeda and created ISIS out of Benghazi. Powerful breakdown, big article with all the videos, all the history, all the CIA whistleblowers. Tosh Plumlee's got to live in South America right now, in a hidden location because of this. And I'm just saying it like it's no big deal. Like Leo Zagami, they've grabbed him, put him in jail when he was leading in polls to be an Italian senator. I mean, this is real. And I'm not up here tooting my horn. I mean, I'm fighting pedophiles. Don't tell me I'm a hero. I'm fighting devil worshipers. I better be. I feel good when I'm doing it. I feel close to God. People call it God-fearing. What that means is you can feel when God's Spirit's getting closer or further away. And you feel when the Holy Spirit's close, that's where you want to be. So you become like a heat-seeking missile towards fighting evil, because that's the reality of it. By the way, I just got some really shocking, disturbing footage dealing with Starbucks that nobody's really seen yet that we're going to play coming up in the next segment. Viewer discretion advised, Roger Stone's going to join me. But we got about 9-10 minutes left here with Leo Zagami of leozagami.com, about all his amazing books there. You got the floor for the time we have left. This big epic battle, are you thinking things are sliding towards traditionalist or just non-communist or non-globalist getting control of Vatican, or it'll all come out? They're trying to make this Cardinal Pell thing secret. How can the devil pope survive this? I mean, there's never been a clearer choice here.
Well, we have a situation whereby this pope has been installed by the left-wing mondialists to destroy the Christian faith, to destroy the last remains of the Catholic faith after the Second Vatican Council. After this pope, nothing will be the same. Like we said earlier on, if he resigns and like he announced, makes this office like every, like any other secular office, the magic of the papacy will end. And gradually, of course, they want to end the whole of Christianity, because they want to embrace a one world religion, which is rather different and is based on a more new age sort of approach, where you put together all these faiths, and at the same time they use Islam as their Trojan horse, as we said other times. On Tuesday, this guy who is the head of the European Home Affairs Commissioner, Dimitris Avramopoulos, he basically had the courage to criticize the upcoming government, which is trying to become a government, is not even yet a government, saying that Italy can't change their migrant policies. It forbid Italy from change, and even the president of Italy went on record saying, you can't change this and this, you can't change the migrant policies, you can't change certain taxes, basically we can't change anything. Italy is a country with no sovereignty, and we have elected some people who can't even do their job, so what is the point of electing them? This is, of course, a dictatorship of the EU, which we have to get rid of, and is becoming increasingly dangerous, and of course is backed by the Catholic Church, which is all the way in bed with them.
Wow. So what can the average person on the planet do when you've got this ridiculous anti-Christian pope as they make their global push to open the borders up to Islam? I mean, they're making their move right now. Is this a rebuff of the globalists that their little precious fake pope is in trouble?
Well, I like the words that Matteo Salvini, the Italian politician, had the courage to tell after the interference from Europe. They said, we don't want unacceptable interference by unelected officials. Like Donald J. Trump said, here in Europe we have unelected people imposing their own views, liberal views, and nobody is actually aligning with them, because every single election in the last few months has proven that Europeans don't want these liberals to have control of the whole show. So we really need to change things, and in America we have Donald J. Trump, who is fighting all this and fighting also the pedophilia and the sexual trafficking that, of course, we have also seen in Hollywood. The recent scandals have proven once
and
again.
By the way, Trump has 10 times the arrest of pedophiles, rolling up Hollywood sex cults. I mean, he's been delivering on this, and I got this from insiders. I haven't broke this yet, but I'll do it now. The whole Analytica, Cambridge Analytica thing, that's all really connected to Eric Prince, I've been told. And they're getting ready to, I was told they're getting ready to have the Justice Department go after him, not Trump's Justice Department, but Obama's, and that they're getting ready to go after that whole situation. So this whole thing is just blowing up.
Also, the left wing here in Europe is increasingly anti-Semitic, and this is very negative. I mean, anti-Semitic is the most negative thing you can imagine, and that's why Corbyn is losing in Great Britain, but also here in Italy we have a lot of left-wing parties that are becoming more and more anti-Semitic, using the excuse of the latest problems that we had after the establishment of the embassy in Jerusalem. They are increasing their criticism towards not only Israel but the Jewish people, and I think this is something that we have to immediately stop, but it's not counteracted enough because the left-wing politicians...
Well, I was about to say, what is the left thinking? Because they'll say that, oh, if you don't like global government, it's secretly racist. But then you've got Germany saying to Jews, don't wear yarmulkes. They're telling women on, you know, don't go out wearing miniskirts at night. It's just cater, cater, cater to the Muslims. This is joke level. The left has gone completely insane. But I guess they haven't, because it's a unified global plan to red carpet all these third world populations, the Muslims, everybody. Where do they expect this to go? I guess just the average liberal will say, okay, I won't wear a miniskirt. The average Jew will say, okay, I'm not going to wear a yarmulke because I don't want to, a yarmulke, I guess, is the whole thing with the candles or whatever. The little thing they wear on their head. I mean, this is ridiculous.
The kippah, yes, sure. Well, it is ridiculous, but you have to understand that Netanyahu is under attack by liberal forces in Israel that side with Rothschild, with George Soros, and that are ready to overthrow the Netanyahu when his time in his time, and especially his mission, is going to be considered concluded. Then they will go on to something else. We have to understand that there is liberal forces within Israel that are siding with the Clintons, the Obama, the George Soros, and those forces are the most negative forces of Zionism, not the ones that have established a state that in the end has guaranteed anyway a civilization and a way of life that is unprecedented in that part of the world. And we have to admit that in that part of the world, every other state is still in the hands of barbarians who are making women secondary citizens.
Well, I was about to say, since when does the left roll out the red carpet and have Linda Sorcerer lead their events, and then Israel's this little tiny country, and you read the Soros documents, he wants to overthrow it, and he's got a bunch of the Jews in Israel actually for it. I mean, it's suicidal. These people are crazy.
They are crazy, but with the support of Pope Francis and with the support of the Vatican, they really getting ready for June, when they will meet up in Geneva with the World Council of Religions and establish the guideline for the one world religions. These people are really following a plan. And of course, after that, we might see finally the resignation of this post, as we have anticipated.
So that's a great global crisis. Just like the Rockefellers helped start World War II, they admitted to start the UN, a global crisis for a global solution, and you're saying that's what they're pushing.
Well, they're pushing towards substituting the UN with a World Council of Religions that, of course, will then deal in a very different way that we are used nowadays, where secular countries, where secular powers are dealing with each other. Imagine if suddenly the people in power are all religious fanatics and each representing their own faction.
Exactly. So they're doing the opposite of America, separation of church and state. They're making their move, and they know the Muslims are going to be 3 billion people soon. They can outvote. They're going to trick us into this ecumenical global ruling system, as they've said, and then they've got us.
And the Vatican is ready to change sides, because they have already trained Jesuits to Islam, and they have infiltrated and collaborated with Muslim leaders like Fethullah Gulen.
And that's
why
Catholic churches and others are getting rid of the crosses and bringing the Muslims in. You can see the total double cross. Unbelievable. Leo Zagami, you're so on target. LeoZagami.com. Thanks for all the time today, and please join us again soon.
Thank you for having me on, Alex.
Wow, man, that is just, because I research this stuff constantly. That guy is so on, and this is so incredible. We're going to be right back with Roger Stone. We're having to blurt out this footage that happened at a big coffee shop. People want him to use the bathroom, and they got a new thing where they crap on the floor and, like, throw the poop at the person making coffee. And, hey, if you don't put it in the coffee and drink it, you're racist. So that's coming up. Will Starbucks serve poop next?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.